Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with video number 3 in this series of ASP.NET MVC for the rest of us. Now, in the previous videos, we've seen sort of a basic look of the default website that's generated by the default template for ASP.NET MVC applications, and then we've gone ahead and added some custom controller logic and a custom view along with the logic to accompany that view to send an email. And then in the last video, we took a look at working with databases and using strictly typed views. But in this video, I'm just very quickly going to introduce you to adding your own controllers and subsequent views. So as we move forward in ASP.NET MVC development, we're going to start adding some real functionality, some real logic to our application. And often when we do that, we're not going to want to piggyback that all onto the default home controller. We're going to want to create our own sections of a website. For example, in this demo, let's suppose that we're going to create a videos section to our website. So let's go ahead and select new project. I'll choose ASP.NET MVC 2 web application. We turn unit testing off. And you'll recall, I'll just run this really quickly, and you'll recall what the default template looks like. We've got a menu item with home and about. And these are all handled by the home controller. So both home and about are handled by the home controller. What we want to do is add another menu item for videos, because we're adding a videos section to our website. And then I want all of the logic around our videos section of our website to be handled by a video-specific controller and have a collection of video-specific views. So to do that, I can go over to the controllers folder, right-click, and say Add a controller. Now notice default one is the default name in this case, and controller is not highlighted. So we're going to change the name of the controller, but we want to make sure that our name ends with the word controller. So we're going to say video. And we want to make sure that we keep controller because that's part of the naming convention for the ASP.NET MVC applications. So we have this video controller. Now if we look, we'll note that all this is going to do right now is implement an action result. Basically, we're going to display the default view, which will be an index.aspx page. In order to do that, here in our views collection, let's add a folder for our videos views. So let's add a new folder, call it video, and then inside video, let's right-click, say add a new view, and we'll just call this index. That's going to be the default. And here is a default page inheriting from the master page. Here we'll just say list of new videos. Okay, so very similar to what you see on lots of Microsoft's properties where we're constantly publishing new content. We would do a list of the most recent videos. Now the last thing we want to do is add that menu item. So let's go into our shared views, open the site.master, and let's clone one of the menu items. And then here, let's add the text. I can put anything that I want here. I'll put videos, even though what we named the controller was video controller, not plural, and the view folder is also video. We can put anything we want in the text of what this link is going to be. Next, we'll specify the action. Right, so we want the index, and then the controller that we want to handle this request will be video. Now if we go ahead and run this, we'll see we have the new menu item. And when we select the new menu item, note here's the content that we just entered in the default view for our new video controller. And if you notice up here, we have the clean video URL. So we've added a new controller for the video section of our website, a new views collection for the video section of our website, adding just the default view to begin with. This is where I'd add all of the additional views. So things like you know, search and search results, adding a new video, maybe topically organized videos. So Now we can see that we can start to add sections of our MVC application by adding a controller that is specific to that section of the website or that area of functionality in the website, and a views collection to go with that controller. Now, next, in a subsequent video, we'll look at adding a custom model to match up with the new controller and the new views, in our case, the video controller and the video views. Thank you.